हरि ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 29, Expressions of Love for Krishna. Okay, verse 2463, page 61. In Avega, confusion of the mind, is Avega. Okay. In Avega from elephants, the actions are fleeing away, strong shaking, tarasha, and looking behind. In Avega rising from enemies, the actions are taking up armor and weapons, abandoning one's house and going elsewhere. Srila Prabhupada. Intense emotion. Emotion is caused by something very dear, by something very detestable, by fire, by strong wind, by strong rainfall, by some natural disturbance, by the sight of a big elephant, or by the sight of an enemy. When there is emotion caused by seeing something very dear, one can speak very swiftly and use kind words. When there is emotion caused by seeing something detestable, one cries very loudly. When there is emotion caused by seeing fire, one tries to flee. There may also be trembling in the body, closing the eyes and tears in the eyes. When one becomes emotional on account of a strong wind, one tries to run very swiftly and rubs his eyes. When one is emotional because of rainfall, one takes an umbrella, and there is tension in his body. So that was your question before. Right? So did you take an umbrella?
Yes.
Okay, like that.
And I'm feeling tension.
Yes. So see? Perfect. Rupa Goswami has got it exactly right. When there is emotion due to a sudden disturbance, one face becomes discolored. One becomes struck with wonder, and there is trembling of the body. If there is emotion from seeing an elephant, one may jump and show various signs of fear, and sometimes one may keep looking behind him. When there is emotion due to the presence of an enemy, one looks for a fatal weapon and tries to escape. 2464. Avega rising from seeing one's object of affection. When Jashoda, the queen of Gokula, saw Krishna returning from the forest of Vrindavan, her hair stood on end. She became perplexed and milk began to flow from her breast. Srila Prabhupada, when Krishna returned from the forest of Vrindavan, Mother Jashoda was so emotional from seeing her son that milk began to flow from her breast. This is an instance of emotion caused by seeing a dear object. 2465. Avega arising from hearing about one's object of affection from the 10th canto. The wives of the Brahmins were always eager to see Krishna, for the minds had been enchanted by descriptions of him. Thus, as soon as they heard that he had come, they became very excited. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.23.18. Srila Prabhupada. In the 10th canto, 23rd chapter, verse 18 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami informs King Parikit, "My dear king, the wives of the Brahmanas were usually very much attached to the glorification of Krishna, and they were always anxious to get an opportunity to see him. Because of this, when they heard that Krishna was nearby, they became very anxious to see him and immediately left their homes. This is an instance of emotional activity caused by the presence of someone very dear. 2466. From seeing something detestable. Hearing a terrifying sound and seeing Krishna on the chest of Putana during a dream at night, Jashoda wailed in a loud voice. What is this? What is this? She began wandering about in confusion. Srila Prabhupada. When Putana, the demoniac witch, was struck down and killed by Krishna, Mother Jashoda was struck with wonder and began to cry emotionally. Oh, what is this? What is this? When she saw that her dear boy, dear baby Krishna was playing on the chest of the dead demoniac woman, Mother Jashoda, at a loss what to do, began to walk this way and that. This is an instance of being emotional on account of seeing something ghastly. 2.4.67. Hearing something detestable. Hearing that Krishna was situated between two Arjuna trees on the bank of the Jamuna, Jashoda, with eyes turned upwards, became struck with confusion and could not decide what to do. Footnote 13. This incident will be described in Bhakti Rasamrita 4.5.10, describing Raudra Rasa. Right, because you can see is that there's these touch of these other aspects, and then you get. So they're all connected. So these are these centuries of things that will connect things, and they'll move. Because they'll be moving constantly. They have a basis. They have other places they're from. But when it's more of a stronger thing, then you'll see that it will have a more lasting. But here, they'll just come up. Like, you know, so it's not something, like something happens and someone starts smiling and then they don't know and then they get confused and all that. That's all happening all within, you know, 1 or 2 seconds.
Yes. Yes.
These things. These are the centuries. You know, they just constantly come up, they go down, yeah. 2.4.68. A Vega arising from fire. Oh, we just read the footnote. Yes. Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna uprooted the two Arjuna trees, and Jashoda heard the sound of the trees crashing down, she became overcome with emotion and simply stared upward, being too bewildered to know what else to do. This is an instance of being emotional from hearing a tumultuous sound. 2.4.68. Right, so this is also an interesting thing here. Confusion of the mind. But we see is that it's causing, it means that would be the effect, but it's this intense emotion is what's happening. So that's why you see is that the you know, the Sanskrit is bringing out one aspect, the Prabhupada is bringing out other aspects of it. So you understand where it connects. Is the practical point is that you the intense emotion, and that's what's generating the confusion. Mm-hmm. 2.4.68. A Vega arising from fire. O Krishna with peacock feather, see the fire making a constantly ferocious sound. It is touching the Mandakini river of Swarga with its long flames, as if sipping its waters. You are the jewel which protects the life of your friends. Seeing you standing in the midst of the deep forest in order to protect the cows, our hearts have become bewildered. Srila Prabhupada. When there was a forest fire in Vrindavan, all the cowherd men assembled together and desperately appealed to Krishna for protection. This is an instance of emotion caused by fire. 2.4.69. A Vega arising from wind. When Trinavarta, making a terrifying sound, endowed with great strength to uproot large forest trees, spreading clouds of dust, carrying cow dung, dust, grass, and stones, began to sway the branches of the Bandira tree, Jashoda, the wife of Nanda, not seeing her son, Krishna, on the ground, became overcome with great confusion. Srila Prabhupada. The whirlwind demon known as Trinavarta once carried Krishna off from the ground and blew him around, along with some very big trees. At that time, Mother Jashoda could not see her son, and she was so disturbed that she began to walk this way and that. This is an instance of emotion caused by severe wind. Because the difference before was is that this avega means it's a confusion, but you can still think. But you don't know what to do. You can think of the past, views, this, that, you know, so you're still confused. But we're saying the tarasha is just the confusion. It's just, you're just that in that moment. The other, you're thinking of so many things connected with it. It still will be confusion. But that's the difference between the two. So we saw in the one at one, within the Avesha, you can get the Trasha. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was what one of them, with the elephants or something like that. Right? Hmm? With elephants? Oh, not too far. 2470. A vega arising from rain from the 10th canto. The cows and other animals shivering from the excessive rain and wind. And the cowherd men and ladies pained by the cold. All approached Lord Govinda for shelter. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.25.11. Elephants. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada. In the 10th canto, 25th chapter, verse 11 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a description of Indra's causing severe torrents of rain at Vrindavan. All the cows and cowherd boys became so afflicted by the wind and cold that they all gathered together to take shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. This is an instance of emotion caused by severe rainfall. Mm-hmm. 2471. Another example. Showers of rain along with hail are falling profusely just like juice from the foreheads of elephants. The young men have become confused. You are just a boy, therefore do not try to go out of the house. Srila Prabhupada. There were severe torrents of hail when Krishna was staying in the forest of Vrindavan, and the elderly persons forbade him. Krishna, don't you move now. Even persons who are stronger and older than you cannot move, and you are just a little boy. So please stay still. This is an instance of emotion caused by heavy hailing. Jiva Goswami. However, Krishna could go to Govardhan in the rain without getting wet, just as he has transferred himself and the cowherd boys from the forest fire to the Bandira tree safely. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.19.13. So they're saying all these things, but Krishna can adjust himself. So that's why you see he's there, and he got to Govardhan Hill to pick it up. We don't hear about how he went and he's raining and this, and we don't hear that. We just hear that he just picked up Govardhan Hill. So Jiva Goswami, he just went there. He went there without getting wet. 2472. He just said transferred, right? So he didn't. Okay. A vega arising from calamity. Becoming perplexed, Jashoda said, "The broad earth is suddenly shaking. In the sky, meteors are making terrifying sounds. My young boy has just now gone to the bank of the Jamuna, contaminated with the poison of Kaliya. What should I do?" Right, so that's the what we're meaning of the difference, the avega, because she can think all these things. Yes. This process of events happen, and from that is causing the intense emotion, and therefore then the confusion. While the trasha means it doesn't have that thought pattern. It's just the whatever the situation, it just immediately creates that confusion. Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna was chastising Kaliya in the poisonous water of the Jamuna, Mother Jashoda began to speak emotionally. "Oh, see how the earth appears to be trembling. There appears to be an earth tremor, and the sky tears are flying here and there. My dear son has entered into the poisonous water of the Jamuna. What shall I do now? This is an instance of emotion arising from a natural disturbance." 2473. A vega arising from elephants. "O Shyamasundara, flee quickly, flee quickly. There is a terrifying elephant in front of you. Because of your sweet glances, the fickle hearts of us Mathura women have become completely disturbed." Okay, so this must be the Kuvalayapita. Yeah. 2474. "By mentioning elephant or other wicked animals, such as such as horses, should be understood as well. So in other words, it's just anything that's big and dangerous. Like that. So for some people, that means that little jumping spider in the house. Little thing, yeah. Yeah. You know, so you get that typical how they go, right? You know? And then in the cliche is when elephants see mice, then they get this avega. I don't know. I don't know if they... Probably because they can nibble on the toes or something. Not sure, but... Really? Oh.
They eat something in the...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so rats don't bother them. It's mice, okay. They're so small. Another example. Oh, mother, the horse demon Keshi blinds the heavenly planets of Indra. Yeah, I'm still going to explain it. Like this morning. The light of your phone does not create light. O mother, the horse demon Keshi blinds the heavenly damsels of Indra by raising the dust in the stables with his hooves. By shaking his mane, he whips the horses, pulling the chariot of the sun, and makes them flee away. But let the demon horse come towards me. My long arm is ready for him. Why are you so disturbed? Srila Prabhupada. In the arena of Kamsa, when Krishna was attacked by big elephants, all of the ladies present began to address him in this way. My dear boy, please leave this place immediately. Please leave this place immediately. Don't you see the big elephants coming to attack you? Your innocent gazing upon them is causing us too much perturbation. Because he's just looking at them, so it's just they're getting upset because he's not trying to run or anything. Krishna then told Mother Yashoda, my dear mother, don't be perturbed by the appearance of the elephants and horses that are forcibly coming and raising dust, causing blindness to these lotus-eyed women. Let even the Keshi demon come before me. My arms will still be adequate for victory. So please don't be disturbed. Right, because it's all part of the rasa, you know, speaking these things, doing all these things like that. Because it's about relationships and all that. Some reason. The contemporary context, you know, they don't say anything, they just do. But the point is here, it's that the relationships are there, so they also have to be cultivated. 2476. Disturbance arising from enemies, from Lalita Madhava. Here is the lowest demon, Shankachuda, sturdy in body, with arms long as tall trees, and chest broad as a mountain plateau. What a match for the beautiful child resembling Cupid. Soft as the bud of a new tamal tree, there is no skillful person here to help us. O queen of Raja, I cannot understand where all the results of your austerities have gone today. Srila Prabhupada. In the Lalita Madhava, a friend tells Mother Yashoda, how wonderful it is that when the Shankachuda demon, vast and strong as the great hill, attract your cupid-like beautiful son, there is no one present in Vrindavan to help. And yet the demon was killed by your little son. It appears to be due to the result of severe penances and austerities in your past lives that your son has saved in this way, was saved in this way. Another example from Lalita Madhava. When Krishna stole Rukmini at the Swayamvara, the kings spoke to their servants. My horse, chariot, elephant, bow, quiver, and sword are here. What fear do I have? You should be quick. The lusty cowherd has stolen the daughter of a king. Srila Prabhupada. In the same Lalita Madhava, there is an account of Krishna's kidnapping Rukmini at her royal marriage ceremony. At that time, all the princes present began to converse amongst themselves, saying, we have our elephants, horses, chariots, bows, arrows, and swords. So why should we be afraid of Krishna? Let us attack him. He is nothing but a lusty cowherd boy. He cannot take away the princess in this way. Let us all attack him. This is an instance of emotion caused by the presence of enemies. 2478. Though the above example is actually only an abhasha of avega, being the sentiment of avega in non-devotees, taking Krishna as the enemy, right? Because the other ones, the enemy was other than Krishna. And this one is the kings are taking Krishna as the enemy. Because it reveals the superior nature of Krishna, it is given as an example. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami is trying to prove by the above examples that in relation with Krishna, there's no question of impersonalism. All personal activities are there in relation with Krishna. Right? So Krishna is dealing with the enemies. The enemies are seeing Krishna. So it's all about, it's the personal. Jiva Goswami. Here it is understood that by hearing about demons being defeated by Krishna's party, the devotees become joyful and their rati increases. For this purpose, such examples are given. 2479-80. Yes.
So it seems that for the devotees and the demoniac people, the relation with Krishna is established. It's nothing different.
No. Like that, because otherwise how can it be an enemy if there's indifference? So there has to be some feeling. So you see here, as he's saying, it's an abhasya, because it'll be like the mundane reactions. Well, they'll be very powerful and all that, but they don't compare with the ecstatic symptoms that are there in devotional service, because that being in contact with Krishna, then that will have that perfect effect, that unlimited effect, eternal effect. While these mundane ones, they'll come and they'll go. So their power, how intense can they be? Does that make sense? But it's the same kind of, the technique is the same, the mechanics are the same. But here is, normally you wouldn't give an example outside of it being just the pure devotion. Mm-hmm. But because it shows Krishna's prowess, therefore it's given as an example. So we see in the Bhagavatam, when it's describing all these different things, it's showing how Krishna's greatness, mm-hmm. you know, how successful he is and everything. Mm-hmm. So you may have the demons, but then you show the demons so big, so powerful, then you understand what Krishna's doing. Like if Keshi is, just by moving his hooves, he's creating dust that obscures vision in the heavenly planets. Or when he whips his you know, the hair on his neck, that it causes the horses on the sun god's chariot to move because, you know, of the power of that. Then you understand what it means when Krishna kills the demon. Getting even better. No? No?
Can you dance?
Yes, yeah.
Can you do it in a Chaitanya
Just keep going. Two, 2479-80. Confused understanding caused by extreme bliss. calamity or separation is called unmada, insanity. So he sees that insanity is going to, you know, all the different varieties of insanity. Like we saw before, the qualities, they'd be in like groups. They're kind of like connected together with different aspects, different facets. So here, the unmada is again the confusion, but now taken to a more extreme. Footnote 14. Unmada is defined as Hridbhrama. This is similar to Avega, which was defined as Chittasya Brahma, confused mind. The difference is that unmada arises from extreme states and produces more extreme actions. Mm-hmm. Right, so one is just the mind, but here is the heart. So the intensity is greater, so therefore the reactions are also, what is performed is greater. In this state, the actions are loud laughing, dancing, singing, useless actions, prattling, running, shouting, and performing activities opposite of what are normally performed. Yeah, so when you say it's crazy, it's because it's something that normally wouldn't be performed, is being performed. It's not that any of these are on their own a problem. Does that make sense? 2481. Insanity arising from intense bliss from Krishna Karinamrita. May Radha, who, having surrendered her heart to Krishna, churned an empty yogurt pot, purify the world. And may Krishna, whose eyes like bees hovered upon Radha's breasts, which are like flower clusters, with mind absorbed in Radha, and who began milking a bull, purify the world. 2482. Right, so it's something you wouldn't normally do. Right? Means if you see someone, you know, going up to the bull, tying the back legs, getting out the bucket, getting out the little stool to sit on and all that, then you go, something's wrong here. You know, or then Radharani, she has an empty yogurt pot, just an empty pot, and she starts churning because she's absorbed in Krishna. So that's the point. It's, in other words, it's something that you wouldn't be doing, but they're doing. That's the 2482. So this is what's intense bliss. 2482. Insanity arising from calamity. What a calamity. When Krishna entered the lake of Kaliya, Yashoda became insane, and thinking the animals were knowers of mantras, folded her hands and began offering them respects. Thinking the trees were doctors, she asked them for medicine to counteract the poison. Srila Prabhupada. Madness. Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur praised in his book as follows. Let Srimati Radharani purify the whole world because she has surrendered herself completely unto Krishna. Out of her ecstatic love for him, she sometimes acted like an addled person and attempted to churn yogurt, although there was no yogurt in the pot. And seeing this, Krishna became so enchanted by Radharani that he began to milk a bull instead of a cow. These are some of the instances of insanity or madness in connection with the love affairs of Radha and Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that when Krishna entered the poisonous waters of the Jamuna, Srimati Yashoda Devi went insane. Instead of searching for curative herbs, she began to speak to the trees as if they were snake charmers. With folded hands, she began to bow down to the trees, asking them, what is the medicinal herb which can check Krishna's dying from this poisonous water? This is an instance of insanity caused by some great danger. 2483. Insanity arising from separation from the 10th canto. The gopis began to sing in a loud voice together and began to search for Krishna in the various forests like insane persons. They began to inquire from the trees about that person who is inside and outside of all living beings like ether. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:34. Srila Prabhupada. How a devotee can be in a state of insanity because of ecstatic love is described in the 10th canto, 13th chapter, verse 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein the gopis were searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. The gopis were loudly singing the glories of Krishna and wandering from one forest to another in search of him. They knew that Krishna is not localized, but all-pervading. He is in the sky, he is in the water, he is in the air, and he is the super-soul in everyone's heart. Thus the gopis began to inquire from all kinds of trees and plants about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an instance of ecstatic madness on the part of the devotees. So here you see that supporting element about understanding how he's all pervading, how he's the super soul in everything, how everything is him and he's non-different from everything. just gave opportunity for them to remember Krishna himself, the person. So they're not making that distinction. I mean, of course, you can tell the difference, but the point is anything was able to remind them of the Bhagavan aspect. That's the whole point. So we see is that it's something unique, specifically the gopis. You don't hear others will mention it in prayers. But you see is the gopis, they always use it. Because they don't see anything that's not connected to Krishna. So basically for them, everything is Udipan. You know, and then there'll be specific things that will cause even more intensity. Jiva Goswami. This is a suitable example of insanity. They inquired from the trees about their lover, Krishna, Purusham. He asked the trees about Krishna appearing directly as the Lord, who resides inside and outside of all moving and non-moving living entities like ether. Such displays arise because of special actions of the gopis' prema. Trees manifest Vishnu within in the following way. The trees and creepers in the forest responded by becoming so luxuriant with fruits and flowers that they seem to be manifesting Lord Vishnu within their hearts. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:35-9. Right, so they're also, everything that they do is in connection with Krishna. So it's not just the aspect of it being something to remind them of Krishna. It reminds of how what the situation that the others are in is connected with Krishna. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like that. So they're even taking it a step further. Since the manifestation of the Lord as being outside of everything is far away from the senses to perceive, and since the manifestation of the Lord within is too close for the senses to perceive, in the state of madness it seemed sensible to ask questions to those who have no senses at all, such as the trees. Right? Because they can't find him outside, can't find him inside, so then they're asking, you know, because the senses can't function. So therefore, he's saying then it's sensible to ask those with no senses. You can't use your senses to figure out. To those with no senses, then you ask. You know, that's how they're thinking. But at the same time, you say that's crazy because who, you know, what are the trees going to say? Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you ask and they give an answer, probably the night of Brahma would be over before they actually finished the sentence, right? 2484, no? Insanity could be included within sickness. Vyadishu. However, this is described separately because in states such as separation, it induces a unique variety of actions. Vyadishu means among different types of sickness. So is this this is still within Unmada, right? When a person attains a stage of bewilderment in the Adhiruddha stage of Mahabhav, Unmada takes on another form called Divyonmada. Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, they are symptoms of diseases caused by ecstatic love. This condition is created by learned scholars as being Mahabhava. Credited by learned scholars being Mahabhava. This highly elevated condition is also called Divyonmada, or transcendental madness. So they're bringing it up because it's not a general point. That's why it wasn't mentioned as a general statement. We see it in Mahabhav. That madness may create symptoms that are like disease. 2486. A condition of almost total lack of consciousness arising from disturbance of the dhatus due to grief is called apasmara, epilepsy. In that state, there is falling on the ground. running about, pain in the limbs, confusion, shaking of the body, foaming at the mouth, flailing the arms, and shouting. 2487. An example. O best of the Yadus, now our mother Jashoda, because of pain due to separation from you for a long time, is foaming at the mouth like the shore of the ocean. Her arms are moving about like waves in the ocean. She sometimes whirls about, sometimes rolls on the ground, and makes sounds, and sometimes remains motionless. Srila Prabhupada. Forgetfulness. When Krishna was absent from Vrindavan, was staying in Mathura, Srimati Radharani sent news to him that his mother, the queen of Braja, was feeling such separation from him that there was foam coming from her mouth, like the foam on the shore of the ocean. And sometimes she was raising her arms like the waves of the ocean. Because of her intense feelings of separation, she was rolling on the ground and creating a tumultuous roaring sound. And sometimes she was remaining completely silent like a calm sea. These symptoms of separation from Krishna are called apasmara, or forgetfulness. One completely forgets his position when he manifests these symptoms in ecstatic love, right? So there's that, the forgetfulness of it, because that's what happens in these things. One forgets the position and all those things. So in the spiritual world, then it has it's one of the ecstatic symptoms, like here. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes.
Sadhguru Goswami asked the Kashinivasa Charja mentions Premunmada, which is very similar to the description of this condition in Goswami. They're just running around, crying, and rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of emotion.
Yes, yes. And from that previous verse, then it was talking about the Divyonmada and that. So these are all manifestations of Mahabhava.
Yeah.
When a person attains the stage of bewilderment in the Adhiruddha stage of Mahabhav, Unmada takes on another form called Divyonmada. Mm-hmm. So it's some special thing just for him there.
Mm. You also have Rasonmada.
Sorry?
Rasonmada.
2487. An example. Oh, best of the Yadu. Oh, no, we just did that, right? 2488. Yes, thank you. Another example. Crown jewel of the Yadus. Hearing that you killed Kamsa, Kamsa's close friends underwent unspeakable, terrible transformations. They wander on the beach, whirling about like wheels and cannot stop. From their mouths, foam flows in great quantities, and their arms flail about. Footnote 15. This is also a case of abhasha, since it takes place in the enemies of Krishna. Right, so it's towards Krishna. So you find it because of the intense emotion, because it's in contact with Krishna. So it has the intensity, it will generate these things. But it's still not having the ecstatic position that it does for those in prema. 2489. This sickness, called apasmara, has been described separately from sickness, as in the case of Unmada, since it produces an extremely astonishing state with a hint of bhayanaka rasa, fear. Srila Prabhupada. Another message was once sent to Krishna informing him that after he had killed Kamsa, one of Kamsa's demon friends had gone insane. This demon was foaming at the mouth, waving his arms and rolling on the ground. This demoniac demonstration is in relation with Krishna in a ghastly humor. This mellow or flavor is one of the indirect relations with Krishna. The first five kinds of relationships are called direct, and the other seven are called indirect. Some way or another, the demon must have had some relationship with Krishna, because these symptoms developed when he heard that Krishna had already killed Kamsa. Srila Rupa Goswami remarks that there is also transcendental excellence in this kind of symptom. 2490. Sickness such as fever generated from extreme sorrow at hearing of contempt for Krishna by the demons, or from separation or other events, is called vyadhi, or disease. But in this book, vyadhi refers to symptoms caused by an emotional state rather than from disturbance of the dhatus arising from that separation. In this state, paralysis, slackness of the limbs, heavy breathing, anxiety, and fatigue appear. Occur. 2491. O Krishna, separated from you for a long time, your associates in Braja are afflicted. Their bodies are burning and remain motionless. Their nostrils quiver because of heavy breathing, and they roll on the ground. Srila Prabhupada, disease. When Krishna was absent from Vrindavan, he was staying and was staying at Mathura. Some of his friends informed him, "Dear Krishna, because of their separation from you, the inhabitants of Braja are so afflicted that they appear to be diseased. Their bodies are feverish and they cannot move properly. They are simply lying down on the ground and breathing heavily." 2.4.92. A complete lack of awareness, internal inaction, arising from joy, separation, fear, or lamentation is called moha, right? So we had unmada, so now moha. In this state, there is falling on the ground, absence of sense perceptions, wandering about, and inactivity. 2.4.93. Moha, arising from joy, from the 10th canto. O Shaunaka, greatest of saints and devotees. When Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami in this way, Sukadeva Goswami immediately remembered subject matters about Krishna within the core of his heart. Externally lost contact with the actions of his senses. Thereafter, with great difficulty, he revived his external sensory perception and began to speak to Maharaj Parikshit about Krishna Katha. 10.12.44. Srila Prabhupada, in this 10th canto, 12th chapter, verse 44 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit asked about Lord Ananta, and upon hearing this question, Sukadeva Goswami began to show symptoms of collapsing. Yet he checked himself and answered King Parikshit's question in a mild voice. This collapsing condition is described as a feverish state resulting from ecstatic pleasure. 2.4.94. Another example of moha arising from joy. Seeing Krishna alone in Kurukshetra, the women of Vraja stopped breathing, stopped blinking their eyes, stopped all actions, and became devoid of consciousness. They remained standing there like golden statues. Srila Prabhupada. There is another statement of Srimad Bhagavatam telling of the damsels of Braja meeting Krishna at the sacred place of Kurukshetra, many years after their childhood pastimes. When they met in that sacred place, all the gopis became stunned by the occurrence of a solar eclipse. So this is also... he's gone. I was going to say, he was asking what to do in solar eclipses. Go to the temple, see Krishna. Their breathing, blinking of the eyes, and all similar activities stopped, and they stood before Krishna just like statues.
Sometimes they say that they close the temples.
Yeah, generally, it's because during these things, because the planets, in these conditions, then they can affect the mind. If the mind's not that strong, then who knows what you'll think or this or that, so... As a standard thing, you just close. Because it's
avoid offenses from people?
That's there. And it's just then, you know, people then would just stay and, you know, there's more of a chance they'll stay in their own homes. They'll chant, read, or like before, go stand in the Ganga and do kirtan or like that. So the idea is to be absorbed in the kirtan. So that way you know that that will work nicely. Because the other, depending on what it is, what's the position of their consciousness, or, you know, how much they're affected by changes in the moon or the sun, you know, Rahu, all these things, that then many can be affected. I'm sure that those who are, you know, very advanced, they won't affect them. But still, the principle is in general that it's just, you just close. So then you're saying that's not an option for them to go to the temple. You could sit, chant the holy name. And
just thought about it. If it's a good...
Yeah, no, it's a standard procedure. Whenever there is, you just close, because you don't know how people are going to react and stuff like that. You know, because the idea is coming there to see Krishna, but if they're affected by the modes of nature too much, then how are they going to interact? So, but you can have kirtans and stuff. It doesn't mean that you can't have a kirtan going on. Just the deities aren't open. Did we finish that?
No.
The breathing, blinking of the eyes, and all of the similar activities stopped, and they stood before Krishna just like statues. This is another instance of a diseased condition resulting from exuberant transcendental pleasure. That answer that
I wonder if we start reading pastimes about springtime, if all of a sudden spring will happen. Because so far we've been reading about the rain and the solar eclipses all day today.
Yeah, well, it all it seems to match up, right?
So maybe we start reading about the springtime pastime.
Might.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. So how far down are we now? No, but I'm just meaning of the...
To Moha.
Yeah.
Where did we start?
Page 44.
Page 44. Unmada, okay, sickness, vyadi, Moha. Okay, we've just gotten up to there. Okay, so we still have a lot more to go. Chapter 30, further features of ecstatic love for Krishna. 2495. Moha arising from separation from Hamsa Dutta. Once Radha, in order to assuage the fire of separation in her heart, went to the bank of the Jamuna with her friends. But seeing there the familiar bower of creepers, her heart became covered with a blank state of mind, which was her dear friend, like deep sleep. Srila Prabhupada. Confusion. There is the following statement in the Hamsa Dutta. One day when Srimati Radharani was feeling much affliction because of her separation from Krishna, she went to the bank of the Jamuna with some of her friends. There Radharani saw a cottage wherein she and Krishna had experienced many loving pleasures. By remembering those incidents, she immediately became overcome with dizziness. This dizziness was prominently visible. This is an instance of confusion caused by separation. Jiva Goswami. Kutira means a bower made of creepers. From seeing the bower, a state of moha covered her mind. It is described as a dear friend, since the moha was similar to deep sleep, which everyone welcomes every night. Right, because she's so much in anxiety, but by here, she just becomes so absorbed, then she's not in anxiety anymore. Right? 2496. Moha arising from fear. Right? Does that make sense? You know, it just means she goes into that nice ecstasy of remembering Krishna, like that. So the other, yeah. Moha rising from fear. When Krishna showed his universal form, Arjuna, who had the insignia of Hanuman on his flag, seeing that form, dropped his Gandiva bow. However, being in a state of moha, he was not aware of this. Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, there is a statement describing confusion caused by fearfulness. These symptoms were exhibited by Arjuna when he saw Krishna's universal form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. His confusion was so strong that his bow and arrows fell from his hand. He could not perceive anything clearly. Right, so this confusion, so but you see here, it has an intensity where one's completely unaware. Right, because we've had so many of these points of confusion. There's confusion with the intellectual aspect, without the intellectual aspect. You know, greater intensity, and here then that confusion, then you're completely unaware of anything. Like that. Does that make sense? Because in English you don't exactly have words for this. So. But, you know, the effect is going to be the confusion, and then we can see what's the cause of it and how it's manifested. 2497. Moha arising from despair, from the 10th canto. When Balaram and the other cowherd boys saw that Krishna had been devoured by the gigantic duck, they became unconscious, like senses without life. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.11.49. 2.498. When the devotees develop moha, they lose awareness of objects, including their own bodies, but awareness of Krishna never disappears. That's what I was saying about Radharani, it's like deep sleep. So the devotees, they never become unconscious because they're on the platform of prema, right? Because you have wakefulness, dreaming, deep sleep, right? Then you have beyond that the turiya stage, the spiritual platform. Then you have beyond that prema. So in prema, even they sleep, they're just absorbed in Krishna. So they're completely unaware of the body or anything else like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why it compares. It's just like a deep sleep. You forget everything. Mm-hmm. And so Radharani is forgetting everything that's creating anxiety and just absorbed in Krishna, because one never forgets Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, death. Since the Bakasura demon assumed the shape of a very big duck and opened his mouth in order to swallow Krishna. And all the cowherd boys, when Krishna was entering into the demon's mouth, Balaram and the other cowherd boys almost fainted and appeared as though they had no life. Even if devotees are illusioned by some ghastly scene or by an accidental occurrence, they never forget Krishna. Even in the greatest danger, they can remember Krishna. This is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Even at the time of death, when all the functions of the body become dislocated, the devotee can remember Krishna in his innermost consciousness, and this saves him from falling down into material existence. In this way, Krishna consciousness immediately takes one from the material platform to the spiritual world, right? Because the absorption in Krishna is the important element. So that's what's going on in the spiritual world. They're always absorbed in Krishna. So that's what one's trying to get to. That's why then we're always hearing and chanting about Krishna, associating, doing things in connection with Krishna. Then it just makes it where Krishna, we're always aware of Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah?
Maharishis indicate that awareness is beyond mind intelligence.
Yes, it was. Yes. That's why it said Krishna reveals himself. It's not a matter by intellect you can get there. Otherwise, you can see intellectually you can only do things. But we see so many of the emotions and all that are there are not necessarily generated from the intelligence.
Yes.
So that's why you see those who have that focus on just the intelligence and have that conviction that by your intelligence they can understand everything, generally have a very narrow range of emotions.
Yes.
Like that. Because how many of the emotions we see are mixed with intelligence? Yeah, so that would be technically how you explain this condition. You know, it's seen, it's observed, everyone knows it. But this is why. Because it has to be something that the intelligence can be always involved in. And so it limits, yes?
This will describe all the sadarshana up to the level of yoga, because only there they feeling the mind before that.
Oh well, yeah.
Something that's just intellectual.
Intellectual, right? yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes.
That's also described by Srila Rupa Goswami, the subtle difference between ruchi and ashakti.
Mm.
Ashakti, it doesn't have anything with an intellectual effort.
Mm.
But when the ruchi, I know the taste is there,
mm-hmm.
so that's the taste.
Mm-hmm.
But in ashakti, it's an attachment.
It
has no intelligence involved.
Yeah, because the ruchi then being taste, that would come from the one side. That would come more from the prajumna side, while the asakti would be coming from the aniruddha. Because it's just happened, it's just experienced.
Yeah.
See, rain stopped. It's good. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premananda ki.